Elise Ihle backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with Austin-based band Shaky Graves. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We've got Alejandro Rose Garcia with us. I love a hyphenated name.
Oh, yeah. I used to not like it at all when I was a little kid.
Why? Because you're just too lazy to write three names?
Yeah, well, sort of. Yeah, it was tough. Like, I wanted my name to be like Jack or Bill or something, you know, something smooth. When I was like, my name's Alejandro, people were like, can you spell that? And I was like, I'm like five. So sort of. They're like, yeah, I can. I can. No, I can spell. I really can. But yeah, I didn't want a big, ornate, pretty name. And now I'm kind of able to tell people. I always went by Ollie my whole life.
I'm surprised you didn't go by Alex.
No. Yeah, actually, me too, kind of. I don't know why that didn't happen. But
so you go by Ollie.
I go by Ollie. And people are like, you mean Ale? And I'm like, no, I mean Ollie.
That's interesting.
My name, I guess. Like, well, that's just...
I'm with you. My name is Elise Ihle. And then people are like, what's up, Alyssa Ihle?
And you're like, yep.
But you know what? I don't care.
You
I'll go with it.
You respond to it, right? Yeah, I respond to everything. Hondro, Dro, Hondrolo, like Han Solo.
Oh.
That's a new one. Someone threw that at me the other day.
I like that. So as long as it's a variation of Alejandro, you're in.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, I go by Shaky Graves also, so it's like, you can call me almost anything.
Mr. Graves, thank you so much for...
Professor Graves.
That is much better. So the reason that Professor Graves is here is because he's playing Bonnaroo 2015 and also on tour behind your new record, And the War Came. And I looked at your tour schedule. You are just doing all of the festivals, aren't you?
I think so. Yeah, well, festival season's great. This is only really my like second festival season, if you can call it that. But yeah, I mean, I didn't even know about half of these festivals. I mean, I haven't been. This is my first time at Bonnaroo, and this is a mainstay of festival life. So it is hot. It's mm-hmm. really hot. This is a play-by-play. It's really hot out there. Mm-hmm. Everyone is totally down, which is wild.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, everyone's like, yeah, really hot. It's really hot and crazy out here, and I'm just gonna stand right here with you. And you're like, yeah, you know, me too. And I mean, we're gonna play it like this time tomorrow, and I bet people will be there, which is mind-blowing to me, because I would be dead if I was standing outside right now.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'd there's like person. One tree.
Yeah, and the shadow of the tree is entirely people right now. Like, you go out and there's a shadow of a tree, and it's all people laying down in the shape of a tree. It's hilarious.
Oh, yes.
That's amazing. I love that kind of thing. And you know what's so cool about Bonnaroo too, which I think is really a little bit different from, and I've been to many festivals, as I'm sure you have been to as well.
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, a couple?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay, all right. I feel like a guy like you, you probably hit them all.
Guy like me? What are you implying with this?
What I'm implying is that you're a musician and you tour a lot, so you have gone to a lot of festivals and probably, a lover of music, perhaps sought out
That's right.
music festivals. So.
Well, I never really went to music festivals on my own volition, uh-huh. so getting to go and participate is, like, to me, way, way better.
Well, you started off at New York City's Sidewalk Cafe, so this is... a very big change and a huge step up from open mic nights at the Sidewalk Cafe. And no offense to Sidewalk Cafe. It's a great place for artists starting out.
Oh, yeah. You know the Sidewalk?
Yeah, I'm from New York.
Oh, awesome. You're like, no, seriously. Of course I do. Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, festivals have become my favorite way to absorb music. Like, I mean, for me, it's really wonderful to see how people run their shows. You know, so getting to watch, I'm really bummed I missed Alabama Shakes yesterday. I heard just nonstop, you know, but that kind of thing. Like, you hear people are like, oh my God, I had no idea. And that was kind of the consensus. And I'm like, well, I messed up. Like, I should have seen that. But, you know, it informs me on how I want to perform in my future. It helps me make decisions about, you know, like, I'm really interested to see whether people choose to play albums that they're, like, Kendrick Lamar didn't really play anything off of his second album, but I thought his show was awesome, and he sort of just, like, maintained crowd control and did all this. It was a whole different experience than just coming out and being like, made this album, here it is.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's a choice. So it's
so you're picking up some ideas on how to arrange your own personal show. What have you changed about your show after seeing other people perform?
Well, I've kind of have to go bravely into music that's also like maybe not on my album or
like covers, you mean?
No, like just songs that we're working on right now. You know,
oh,
songs
so
that
new
are,
material.
Yeah, new material. And also not straying too far into, you know, like alienating material world. But yeah, I mean, like if we're feeling it, the audience is usually at festivals, they're there to follow you wherever you go. It's like they trust you, you know, so as long as you know, if I feel like if I'm canning something or if I'm playing something that it's like it's not genuinely enjoyable to me, people would actually prefer me to be like, this is fun. And yeah. Maybe then be like, I don't know this song, but this is
fun. I wonder if, though, you played a song that was really terrible, but you looked like you were having so much fun.
That's the question.
Whether that would be like the Jedi mind trick on the audience.
Yeah, I think
and
it
they
would
be like, oh, this song is great. Look at how much fun he's having. I will also have that fun.
That's the idea, yeah. I think it's possible. But I could probably run around on stage and bonk a microphone on my head, and if I was genuinely having fun, I mean, people would watch it for a long time, for a lot longer than I think they would, yeah.
For a lot longer than you think they right. would, but yeah. You know, there is a breaking point there.
Not people would
there.
Be like, he's yeah. still doing this. This is terrible.
That's awesome. Well, the good thing is that your songs are pretty strong.
Oh, thank you.
And you don't have to rely on shtick, so good for you. Good on you, buddy.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for stopping by Radio Bonnaroo.
Of course, it was really nice to talk to you.
Likewise.